This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a magnificent Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. And so this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about a little bit of illegal immigration news, do a couple voicemails talking about tunneling, which sounds sick. And before we do any of that, though, I want to get to this because Mike Walls, obviously Donald Trump's national security advisor, he's catching a lot of garbage for saying this when it comes to Russia, Ukraine. Here's what he said.
Well, we would like to see a ceasefire in any minute, any day. I think that would be an incredibly positive first step on both sides. And that would then allow us to enter into the framework of some type of negotiated solution here. Everybody knows that this has to end somehow diplomatically. I just don't think it's realistic to say we're going to expel every Russian from every inch of Ukrainian soil, even Crimea. President Trump has acknowledged that reality, and I think it's been a huge step forward that the entire world is acknowledging that reality.
NATO chief says Ukraine not strong enough for peace talks now, insider paper. Let's just do a little recap on Russia, Ukraine, and this awful, awful bit of business that we have been, I know we've been involved in, meaning our treasurer has been involved in it. You certainly have paid plenty with your tax dollars, so have I, but let's just talk about how horrible this is and how evil the people who run the West can be at times. They've done this before, they're doing it now. Russia, Ukraine. There's a long, long, long history there. Long history. Longer than I'm going to go into right now, but that part of the world, you know, we look at lines on a map, borders, and we here in America, we realize ours have stayed fairly consistent for some time. I realize there's a civil war in Louisiana Purchase and all the things that have happened in the history of this country, but shoot, even the Civil War, the lines are pretty much the lines. That's what it looked like. But in other parts of the world where they trace their written history back longer than we do, areas have been fought over time and time and time and time again. And these two societies, such as they are, have been fighting for a long time. Vladimir Putin is a bad guy. No debating that. Ukraine is not only not a NATO country, was and remains one of the most corrupt countries on earth. They just are. It was something that was always acknowledged. It was part of the holdup for them joining in one of these big groups, NATO, UN, things like that. Part of the holdup was, everyone's getting bribed there. It's been, for the longest time, one of the black market hubs on the planet. Okay, but that's not the Ukrainian people's fault, right? Russia decides they're going to invade Ukraine. That's bad. Well, it's bad if you're Ukraine. Okay, Ukraine needs to step up and fight them off. America and Western society decided that we were going to kind of help, but not really help. Meaning we're going to send all kinds of gobs and gobs of money, all kinds of equipment, artillery shells over there, but not really do anything else, not really do anything else. But we will prop them up, but not really equip them to win. Now, if it was up to me, we wouldn't have got involved at all, but I'm just explaining what actually happened. We decided we were going to help, kind of. I have likened it in the past to you or we'll make it about me, getting into a boxing match with in his prime Mike Tyson. Now, if he doesn't kill me with the first punch, which professional fighters can, it's going to be mercifully really, really fast. I'm going to walk to the center of the ring. He's going to walk to the center of the ring. If I even get the guts to throw a punch, which I hope I would do, he's simply going to slip it, plant one on my face, and I'm going to be knocked out, and the fight is over. So granted, I probably have a concussion, and I've taken a hard shot to the face, but Lord willing, I didn't die. I'm going to clean out the cobwebs and get myself back up again. But what if we have this scheduled fight between me and Mike Tyson, and I instead have a big group of people behind me? Now, they're not going to help me fight Mike, but what they're going to do is they're going to make sure I never fall down. So Mike comes to the center of the ring and he slugs me in the face and I'm knocked out on my feet. Instead of being allowed to get tapped out, well, counted out because it's boxing, they're going to hold me up so he can keep hitting me and hitting me and hitting me. That's what Western governments have done to Ukraine. Given them just enough munitions, just enough financial aid to where they've been able to still stand. In the meantime, an entire generation, or two or three, depending on the reporting you believe, has been eliminated in Ukraine. Generations of men conscripting 50-year-olds, teenage boys, to go die. And what I wanted to talk about was not necessarily what the Trump administration is going to do, because Trump, as you know, is going to have a much more realistic, pragmatic view of what is and isn't possible. But what we did to those people, you know, an entire generation of Ukrainians wiped out sounds bad, but to know that the Biden administration, and not just us, France, the UK, everybody, are partially responsible for that. If Russia was going to take some of Ukraine, and no, I don't care who you've been listening to, if anyone ever told you that Russia was going to take Ukraine and keep marching through Europe, that person is either an idiot or a liar. There is no third option. Putin doesn't even have the kind of military that can do that, and that was never their stated intention at all. Russia announced what their intention was and why they had it. I don't necessarily agree with it, but it's not up to me to agree or disagree. It's not my country. It's what they it was their justification. This was never the start of WW3, where Hitler's going to march his Wehrmacht through all of Europe and then the Soviet Union. That was never going to be this at all. And anyone who told you that was an idiot or a liar. But if we don't stop him here, he's going to take everything. Idiot or liar. Everyone who said that is an idiot or a liar. So this thing was always going to go one way. Putin was always going to take some of Ukraine. As I've been telling you for the longest time now, all we've done is ensure the mass slaughter of these poor Ukrainian citizens, the Russian conscripts. Remember, in Russia, they don't exactly ask for all volunteers. If Putin doesn't have the guys he wants, he's going to go find the guys he wants. The mass slaughter has been ensured by the West, and in the end, Vladimir Putin is going to control some of what is now Ukraine. These things are inevitable. Inevitable. And the thing is, I'm a moron and I can see it. So the people at the State Department couldn't see that? Or they could and they don't care? Because that's likely what it comes down to. And that brings me to a different part, a different point when it comes to Los Angeles, you see. There's an aspect to this that I think a lot of people aren't necessarily considering. Gavin Newsom's been out there doing the best he can to prop up his presidential chances still for 2028. And he was asked, hey, all this devastation in L.A., we're not talking blocks, we're talking neighborhoods, entire ones gone. Hey, Gavin, what's up? What are we going to do about
that? That's why we're already organizing a Marshall Plan. We already have a team looking and reimagining LA 2.0, and we're making sure everyone's included, not just the folks on the coast, people here that were ravaged by this disaster.
You just said you're
reimagining. We have a Marshall Plan, and we're going to, quote, reimagine. These hippie types love that word. We're going to reimagine LA 2.0, which begs the question, who's going to be doing that? You see, you have the second biggest city in the United States of America, sprawling Los Angeles, primo real estate. Who's going to be the one figuring out what all this is going to look like afterward? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about an entity or two that might just get involved? Have you seen what's happened in Lahaina? Let's talk about those two teams, two things quickly, and then we'll get to the emails. Before we do that, let's talk about Pure Talk. Let's talk about putting our money where our morals are over and over and over again. That's not a one-off thing that we do once. We have to constantly stop funding people who hate us and start funding people who share our values. It has to be a constant fight for us. I fail at this all the time. I don't want to act like I'm great at it. You do too. It's hard, but it's not impossible. When it comes to a cell phone, it's easy. There is no excuse to have Verizon now that Pure Talk is here. No excuse to have AT&T or T-Mobile. Pure Talk, they share your values. They promote your values. They hire Americans. We're all about America first, right? American jobs. Well, that's what Pure Talk's about, too. That's why you get to deal with people who speak English over there. You save a fortune. Their CEO is a veteran. There's just no reason not to switch. And when they make it easy, we're talking 10 minutes on the phone, speaking to somebody pleasant. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So BlackRock's totally going to rebuild L.A. Vanguard, State Street. If you've listened to this show for long, you know about these three organizations, the three evil empire organizations who control trillions of dollars in wealth, and most normie Americans don't even know they exist. But BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, oh, they're going to join with the other greeny nutballs, and they're going to reimagine L.A. the same way they reimagined Lahaina, where the residential homes got burnt up and they swooped in, bought up large patches of real estate, mostly because people can't afford to rebuild. They're going through this in North Carolina right now as well, buying up large portions of real estate, and soon they're building pods for everyone to live in. The neighborhood is gone. What's coming in? The 15-minute city these green commie freaks have been imagining for the longest time. Oh, I'm sure they have a Marshall Plan.
That's why we're already organizing a Marshall Plan. We already have a team looking and reimagining LA 2.0, and we're making sure everyone's included, not just the folks on the coast, people here that were ravaged by this disaster.
Did you hear what he said there? We're making sure everyone's included. That's right. The new Marshall Plan, it's going to be equitable. I guarantee it's going to be equitable. Also, I want a tunnel.
Homeland Security Investigations says that it is believed this tunnel was constructed within the past year. Officials saying the tunnel extends under the U.S.-Mexico border to the Boone Street storm drain in El Paso. It measures approximately 4 feet wide and 6 feet high, held up by wood beams, equipped with electricity and even ventilation.
They're, of course, talking about a cartel tunnel that's used to haul God knows what into this country, drugs, human beings. So I don't necessarily want a tunnel for that. But I, for the longest time, have wanted a tunnel complex, an underground complex. What Chris is always trying to dump all over my plans. He said I would need 7-foot tall ceilings. No, I would want a rail system of some kind. No, listen, Chris, don't rub your forehead. Where you can cruise around at your leisure on the rail system in the tunnel. Safe, reliable. Plus, I will have little cars behind me like a mini train, and I'll even I'll have one of those. Don't, Chris. I'll have one of those, and I'll be able to haul things back and forth. So let's say we picked up some Little Caesars, but we're in a separate part of our underground complex. I will load it into one of my train cars and go cruising up and down the tunnel. I want a tunnel complex that goes to a secret bunker. I want one that goes not only to a secret bunker, that one will have to be behind some sort of a trap door, which I will, of course, have hidden. Only me and a couple other people will know about that. But I want one that goes to other people's homes, a complete, I was going to say Viet Cong-like, but I didn't want to go quite that dark, much larger than that. But you know how the Viet Cong, they had places where you could sleep. They had places where you could eat. They had medical facilities. I want an entire, more than a bunker. I want an underground network. I have always wanted this. I just am unsure of the costs. What, Chris? See, Chris said the underground pipes are going to be an issue for plumbing. No. I've seen enough movies to know that you can do this right if you have enough money, one. Two, the cartels are great at this, and I feel like that they would be willing to help for a fee. I'm not going to hire the cartels, Chris. It's a partnership, Listen. We're talking about a temporary partnership where, let's say, they're going to request that I do some things, and for the most part, I'm going to say no, but what if it's a little cocaine or something like that? Then listen to me. A little cocaine for some tunneling expert, just enough to get me going. I just want to start out with one tunnel. We'll work on the offshoots and the rail system and everything else afterwards. But gosh, I want this so badly. I want it so badly. And you know how secure tunnels are? Well, I mean, not so much, not the way you people are bombing Hamas over there. But if you come up with the correct tunnel complex, it's one of the great defenses against people attacking you. It's much better than a bunker system. Oh, and I've always dreamt of this. An escape tunnel from your main house in case the feds come for you. Now, I'm not talking about you hiding in the walls. I'm talking a long tunnel with the rail system that'll get you, let's say you're on a mountain, it's down, and it'll push you down. I've even thought about how I would equip it down by the river, because of course I'd have one down by the river, where I'll have an inflatable raft system set up. There, I escape, get on my raft, cruise out. What, Chris, what? I spent way too much time thinking about this. I was daydreaming about it this morning as soon as I woke up. I'm not even kidding. As soon as I woke up, the boys were banging around pots and pans, getting ready for breakfast, stuff like that. And I'm rubbing the sleep out of my eyes. I thought to myself, we're going to have to get a kitchen down in the tunnel complex too. And then I started thinking about ventilation. I am worried about the smells coming out the ventilation ducts, and then the feds will find me. But either way, tunnel complex, if I ever make it big, there will be signs. Let's talk about emails. Let's talk about the California fires being a terrorist attack. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on podcast on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you want to leave us a voicemail, you can. 877-377-4373.
Jesse, Prince, Trapper, Mogul, whatever you are. We need to see Chris. And until he's standing next to you, introducing himself, We don't believe that Chris even exists, or Corey for that matter. He needs to stand on the other side of you. Anyway, I had a lot of gut laughs with you. Thank you for all that.
I don't want Chris standing next to me. I don't want Chris in the same building. So you're definitely not going to see Chris anywhere near me. Here's this guy.
Hey, Jesse, this is Joe Lebecki from Florida. Listening to Joe Biden last night talk about how the pumps in the California that feed the hydrants, some of them were ran by line voltage. I'm into life safety. If that is indeed true, when life safety is cut out on things like hydrants and save lives, they're backed up by emergency power, which is run off a generator. So I call BS.
He's not wrong. If you go to any hospital, what happens to a hospital when the power goes out? Well, they got backup gens. Grocery stores, actually, most of them, I don't know if that's an all of them thing, but everyone I know about, grocery stores have backup gens. The hydrants just ran out of power. Doesn't exactly fly. Hey, Jesse, I listen to your radio show every day. I'm a Christian from an Arab origin. I do believe that the California fires is a terrorist attack similar to 9/11. I believe it's done by some extreme Muslim groups that have entered the U.S. illegally or maybe legally, so on and so forth. Well, look, no one knows. And here's the truth when it comes to who's setting fires. This goes well beyond California, fires and things like that. You don't rule anything out. And the truth is, you may, in a lot of these situations, have nefarious people. You may have morons. You may have people who just take advantage of an opportunity. And you might have a combination of everybody, of all of those groups. You really might. Look, we're thinking about the fire, but let's say there are fires all over the place. What if one was some dude who threw a cigarette out of his window? Dumb thing to do, selfish thing to do. Okay, chucks out a cigarette. And then there are arsonists all over everywhere, but they most definitely are all over L.A., who's had an arsonist problem for a while. What if you're sitting around, you're an arsonist, you've had one too many Red Bulls, you look out the window, you turn on the news, there's smoke everywhere, the news is saying there's a fire up there. What if that leads you to say, oh, wait a minute, now is my time to shine, and so you go grab your matches and you go light one? And then what if, on top of that, there's a terrorist group, whatever their belief system happens to be. This guy was blaming the Muslims, but there's some terrorist group out there. And they say, hey, I think it's go time. It could be a combination of all of them. My biggest problem is twofold. My biggest problem is the people who run these places, they're put there for reasons other than competence. So they're not capable of solving these problems, and the voters have to change their behavior. That's one. And two, we don't have institutions we can trust anymore to give us answers. So confusion is going to reign, and we're never going to believe anything. I'm right there with you. I don't believe anything. Look, I mocked it a little bit earlier in the show, but it's true. The ATF is on it. The ATF is going to dig in. Who in the world is going to believe anything the ATF has to say about anything? And that's nobody's fault except the ATF. Jesse. Actually, this guy says, oh, great czar of cheeseburgers. I'm not exactly sure what exactly he's talking about here. You know what? I guess I shouldn't have started out with this one. That was a bad email. There's some cuss words and some structural things in there. Dear Mr. Family Vacation, if it was 1955, would you be the type of neighbor who would invite people over in the evening to sit in your darkened living room to view an extensive showing of your recent vacation photos using a slide projector? Yes, of course. Yes, of course. In fact, I did something very similar to that on Saturday night. Here's what everyone was doing. Talking about themselves and not talking about me. And I wanted the conversation to focus more on me, as I do in whatever social situation I'm in. And whenever I'm in a social situation, I will do and say whatever I have to do to make sure everyone is focused on me. So at some point, I just interrupted and I said, hey, I was on vacation. It was in Europe. You guys want to check this out. And you could tell they were half interested, but I acted like I didn't notice. And I was like, look at this thing I ate. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem getting that guy. Oracle, or being that guy. Oracle, I'm 76. I live here in East Tennessee since 1953. It's getting crowded here, he says. I mean, I'm glad people are moving out of places like California and such. But really, there are other places to go beside Tennessee. Well, look, things happen in waves. You know that. In phases. Florida went through this big, big, big time during the COVID nonsense. All the COVID lockdowns. Ah, just stand 6 feet away and all that other stupidity. Well, Ron DeSantis was running Florida and doing a great job, as he always has. And he opened up Florida. Pretty quick, too. It was like 3 weeks or a month. It should have never shut down, period. Let's make sure we're clear about that. But 3 weeks to a month, and Florida's back in business. The bars are open, things like that. People around the country, no matter what they said to their friends and family members, they didn't really believe the mask did that much. I realize that the liberal Aunt Peggy's did, but most people didn't. They didn't care about the social distancing. They didn't even necessarily want an experimental shot. They just wanted to get back to normal. So most of the normies, they believed the government people. When the government people said, well, just 2 weeks, just wear a mask, just get your vaccination. There was a big undercurrent and remains a big undercurrent of distrust in America. So people started looking around and saying, whoa, wait a minute, Florida. And then the world woke up to the fact that Florida's freaking paradise. It just is. I have been to Hawaii a couple times. Remember, I got to go when I was in sales. I love Hawaii. Love Hawaii. In fact, I need to go to Honolulu soon. I love Honolulu. I love Hawaii. But Florida is very much Hawaii in a lot of ways. Very, very much. The vibe, I would argue, is not quite as much of an island vibe as Hawaii does. But Florida's paradise. People started going down. They started telling their friends. Soon everyone's going down. Now, and people ask me why I don't move to Florida. Well, we have some roots here. We have some roots here. We can't uproot until the kids graduate. But even then, I don't know if I'm going to pay those prices. Well, Chris, did I tell you what? Chris would have the big one. Did I tell you about the prices we were looking at down there? Just browse. We were dreaming about, hey, what if we ever made enough money to get a second place, like a condo? Everyone wants a condo in Florida. We're looking at 2-bedroom condos. Dude, we're talking mortgage payments. 7-8 grand a month. We're thinking, who can afford? So what happened? Supply and demand being what it is, the costs went through the roof because everyone was moving to Florida. Tennessee's going through this exact same thing right now. People are figuring out, well, one, the people are wonderful. I love Tennessee people. You know, I grew up, I learned to swim in Tennessee. My dad threw me off a houseboat in Tennessee. We just used to drive down there. Wherever was driving distance, that's where we'd go when I was a kid. So Tennessee, I love it. I love the people. I love the food. I love it east and west. I know Memphis is a bit rough around the edges anymore, to put it mildly, but I just love Tennessee. But now everyone's finding out about Tennessee. It won't last forever. Just hunker down, Tennessee. They'll move on eventually. The people who love abortion, though, they never move on. Because demons don't ever get tired of doing evil things. That's the truth. Roe versus Wade was overturned, and we celebrated, and we should have. 65 million babies dead. It's good to celebrate the overturning of Roe versus Wade, but the people who want to slaughter babies didn't stop. Shoot, in many cases, they didn't slow down. They started handing out these abortion pills. You have teenage girls doing these teleconferences, getting abortion pills mailed to them. You know, half of the abortions in the country now take place in a girl's bathroom. How do you combat that kind of evil? Well, preborn gives out ultrasounds to these young girls. If you're a young lady and you're pregnant and you're trying to find a way to kill your baby, preborn will offer you a free ultrasound. And that's all that matters. If they can get her in, she will choose life. They choose life almost every time. And preborn is tax deductible. Saving babies' lives and writing it off on your taxes. You give as much as you want. We've had people give them 50 grand before. 50 grand a year, we've had people sign up to give. Whatever you want. $28 buys that ultrasound, though. Preborn.com/Jesse. sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show. We love your emails. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. And just remember, the politicians in this country let these barbarians into the country on purpose. Democrats opened up the border on purpose.
Documented man accused of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old is behind bars. This is Santo Martinez Varela facing a Palm Beach judge on Sunday morning. Detectives with Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office say he assaulted a 13-year-old girl back on January 2nd near Ocahele Park in West Palm Beach. He's being held without bond.
We elected Democrats, and Democrats promptly opened up the border to every savage across the planet. They bussed and flew most of them in, where the savages have spent their time lighting fires, raping people, murdering people, and Democrats haven't changed their opinion on the border one iota. Voting for Democrats comes with consequences. And that's why now they're just stuck lying about everything.
Put together one of the most competent foreign policy teams, I would argue, in American history, sitting in this room and before my eyes.
Lying about the border.
Look, let's get something in mind about the border. When I became president, the numbers came way down, number one. Number two.
Lying about the status of the reservoirs being filled.
But my initial understanding is the reservoirs that the Palisades were drawing on, these 3 million gallon reservoirs, were full at the initiation of these fires. But they're intended, frankly, they have the capacity to put out.
Lying about Americans being safe.
So I think the American people are safer and the country is better off than we were 4 years ago. And we're handing all that off to the next team.
The communist lies about everything at all times. It is not something he does. It is who he is. It's part of his makeup. He knows, in fact, he's commanded to lie at all times about everything because the truth of communism is horrific. J.D. Vance on the news shows saying a lot of the right things.
On the border crisis in particular, the most important thing that we have to do is to send a message that America is closed to illegal immigration. For the past 4 years, we have been wide open, and you're going to see, I think, dozens of executive orders coming from the Trump administration, coming from us on day one, that send a message to Customs and Border Patrol, you guys are allowed to do your job again, and to illegal immigrants all over the world, you are not welcome into this country illegally. If you want to come through, you've got to come through proper channels.
Tom Homan talking about setting up a hotline. Well, the good news is the government has plenty of experience setting up snitch lines. They did it for COVID for people who dared to open their business.
President-elect Trump's incoming border czar, Tom Homan, tells us mass deportation will include workplace roundups.
Are we talking around Inauguration Day, even on Inauguration Day?
I'm not going to forecast what we're doing and where we're doing it, but you can count on worksite enforcement coming back.
ICE agents have told us they prioritize arresting undocumented immigrants with criminal records. Critics have asked, what about undocumented family members?
Will there be collateral arrests?
Yes. It's not okay to be in this country illegally.
Homan's also working on creating a hotline where Americans can report undocumented immigrants who've committed a crime.
They're saying the right things. Oh, maybe you're stressed about Pete Hegseth, the guy who's supposed to be SecDef, Secretary of Defense. He's Trump's nominee for SecDef. His confirmation hearing is for tomorrow. I've talked to three U.S. senators, and all three of them told me Pete Hegseth is going to get confirmed. Senators don't exactly take chances with that kind of thing. It's just the nature of a senator to kind of... I mean, you even have guys like Marshall in Kansas saying, yeah.
Do you believe you have the votes in the Senate to actually confirm all of his nominees?
Look, you know, I hate to count my chickens before they hatch, but yes, I do. I think that they need to go through the hearing process. They're going to get beat up by the legacy media and the left as well, but I think the votes are there. As I've interviewed these people one-on-one, they've been great communicators. They're great leaders. They're very accomplished. Yes, some of them are outside the box, but I do think we have the votes.
How are your testosterone levels? Look, how much evidence do you need to see? We've lost half our testosterone levels in the last 50 years. Just look at the GOP. The GOP, you don't even need scientific data. When you wake up in the morning and you look at the low T GOP, you know America has a testosterone crisis, and the natural herbal supplements sold at Chalk are going to reverse that. I don't know whether Chalk is powerful enough to save the GOP, but I know they can get your testosterone levels up 20% in 90 days. You can feel like a completely different, better, stronger, more focused human being with actual energy again. Oh, I'm out of gas. Oh, I'm kind of depressed. Oh, I get it. That's called low T, man. I hear it all the time. I'm bouncing off the walls all the time. You want to feel like that? CHOQ.com. New year, new special. Promo code Jesse gets you a huge discount on subscriptions. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. I almost forgot, before we go to headlines, to make fun of Don Lemon. He was mad because Obama was sitting there yucking it up with Trump.
That's what, kikiing and skinning and grinning with someone who has those that you have called a fascist over the last couple of years and the last months. That's not normal. Folks are tired of the behavior being normalized. Civility does not mean befriending people or foregoing your morals and your principles and your character. If someone disrespects my loved one, I don't have to smile in their face, and they're going to know it. Now, listen, it could be, you guys could be right.
Don Lemon, he hung on to a job at CNN for a very long time just because he was a DEI hire. I mean, he nailed the two most important things. He was black and he was gay. But even CNN at some point said, this guy's got to go. But Chris just pointed out, I think he's really a true believer. In the end, he's a true believer. He's one of the street communists, not one of the elites. Hey, how about that? It almost makes him more endearing, knowing he's not really that evil. He's just stupid. That's actually inspiring.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Apple wants to keep diversity programs disavowed by other U.S. firms. It's odd that there are still public holdouts, but there are public holdouts. And remember, the other U.S. firms who are walking away from all that corporate commie stuff, they're going to regroup and try again. We just have to stay on them. Florida teen loses license after doing burnouts on LGBTQ pride crosswalk. He's from Clearwater, Florida. His name's Dylan Brewer, and I love this kid. I've never even met him before. Lame duck Biden administration spends $1 million in taxpayer funds on foreign DEI programs. That's to Indonesia, Guatemala, Kenya, and otherwise. Workers of the world unite. Communism now and forever. Tomorrow, we will be back to have more fun on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, all right? That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.